Blessed Earth is here this weekend, selling religious items handmade by Christians living in Holy Land. By selling these items, they are able to support themselves and their families. They are going to be at the end of the Mass in all Masses this weekend. The beginning of Holy Week. And here we have an unusual and really colorful thing to do. Entering in Jerusalem without all the human pomp, all the human paraphernalia. Seated in a donkey, only with really simple people. Why the Lord did something like that? It's like a joke, but he wanted to make clear, he wanted to give us something to us, he wanted to bear with our way of doing things, so we need and we use exterior ceremonies. And the Lord wanted to make clear that he is from God, he is God, about his divinity, but not in the human style. It's a humble and relative way to do things. Because these crowds that are shouting for the Lord to be their kings is going to be the same people who is going to ask in a few days for his death. Jesus Christ, after entering in this kind of solemn way, is going to cry for the city. Jesus Christ knew that these things are important, but relative. There are many things that are important in our lives on this earth, but they are relative. Many things have a transcendence. They are important for our eternal salvation, and that is different. But there are many things that have an importance, but relative. Jesus Christ is truly the King, the Messiah, the God-made man. But he said, the kingdom, my kingdom, is not from this world. The kingdom of God is not exactly what the humans think is going to be. But the first thing we need to know is not from this world. The main thing about the kingdom of God, he wants to rule in our hearts. He wants to rule our hearts, to win them, and to rule over them by love. And this is the most important thing about everything that is going to happen in Holy Week. The things of this world cannot make us to forget that God is in love with us, profoundly in love with us. And we tend to worry about too many things on this earth, many things that are not God. Every thought, human thought, that is not used in Jesus Christ is a time that is wasted. Because our intellect, our minds, are made for the sublime, are made to lead us and guide us to the supernatural. So we need to be really careful in our time, especially in this Holy Week, of make Jesus Christ our life, in the words of Saint Paul. We need to be really careful of the presence of the Lord. How much intense will be our communion in all these days, so important. It's important to do not lose and waste time in useless things. Only one is important. Be aware of the love of God. There are so many cases in the Bible that show us about this love of God, no matter what. The Lord was talking to Martha and Mary, and he told them only one thing is necessary, to be with him, to love him, to be close to him. Sometimes we are so busy that we forget about the important thing. All excessive worries take away our hearts of our Lord. And this is the only one who is important. Fall in love with Jesus Christ. Everything that is happening, comings and goings, have no importance if we forget the core of all of them. The new and unique, the most important commandments: love one another as I have loved you. That is our goal, and it's a really big goal. Remember that things that the disciples were talking about St. John the Evangelist. St. John the Evangelist died really old, more than 100 years old. And he was in Iceland, isolated, and he was talking to his disciples, and all the time he was once and again, and become a little tiresome, speaking about love. And the disciples one day said to him, "Hey, can you tell us about something else? Because you are all the time talking about the love of God." And St. John, being really old, after a lot of sufferings, he said, "Only one thing is important. Only one thing is necessary. If you understand that, nothing else matters." So every time that, by the grace of God, we have a new opportunity, we need to remember exactly that, why we have a new opportunity, a new way of continuing. Every time we fail and we are not perfect, we can get up again. Like the air we breathe, the grace of God surrounds us, protects us, is always there for us. And the only way to be happy is remembering that in the middle of the difficulties, of the sufferings of our lives, all of that have only one sense: the love of God surrounding us, guiding us, protecting us, inviting us. All the works of mercy, even the final judgment, have only one sense: remind us that the love of God is above all of the rest. All the sense that have the works of mercy is to manifest the love of God to us in the way we treat our brethren. The love of God should be, in this sense, more than a drug. A drug have a strong effect in the person who uses it. And that should be the way that we react and change, because the love of God is in us. Our life cannot be the same. And that will compel us and guide us to holiness. Have we loved that much? Have we learned to love our Lord, love it so much? We were created for love, out of love, for love, and in love. And our mission in this earth, on this earth, is to love and to be loved. So how many times we have to forget? But remember, there is no good reason to forget. There's only one person to love so much as to be the reason to forget. If we love our Lord, forget our enemies, all the difficulties will be like nothing. Like our Lord Jesus Christ: "Forgive them, Father, because they don't know what they are doing." That is the heart that we need to practice on this Holy Week. We need to feel the joy of being loved, being saved. We were called to Him. It's an invitation, it's our vocation. Vocation is precisely that: a call from God to us. An invitation, but we need to respond to this invitation. Everything will be a loss if we don't answer to the Lord. The invitation is there, but we need to answer. St. John of the Cross says that at the end of our lives, and he said it in a poetic way, at the sunset of our lives, we will be judged for love, out of love, and only in love. So that is the only thing that matters. in front of love. What is our sins or our failures? If we love, love is going to make disappear, completely gone, all our failures. The case of this repentant woman of the Gospels of a few weeks ago. And the reason why she cried so much as to wash the feet of our love, our Lord. Out of love. This woman had many sins, but she was forgiven so much because she loved so much. So the importance of the things of this earth have a relative importance in front of God. The first letter to Corinthians reminds us. St. Paul says, I tell you this, the time is short. So be aware that the figure of this world is passing by. That is what reminds us Holy Week. Time is passing by, and we need to realize that we need to run to the arms of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the only thing that matters. The world is not really good. Things look worse. But what matter if the love of God conquers it all and is the only thing that keeps us running?